Hello, I'm Pamela Cuccinell, and I'm going to talk to you about Mars retrograde in the sign of Aries 2020. So when planets go retrograde, we have the opportunity to deepen into the expression of their symbolism. This is a psychological and emotional journey, which not everyone welcomes, especially depending on the planet. It depends on other factors at play and our personal situations. At times we can react with projection, that's not me, it's you, blame and resistance, because conscious growth is not easy. The slower moving planets are retrograde for long periods. So their stations, the turning points when they seem to be frozen in the sky from retrograde to direct and vice versa, their stations call the most attention. Challenging effects of the personal planets, Mercury, Venus, Mars, those with faster orbits, are more obvious when retrograde, because we see results in our responses and our personal relationships. The degree of which this occurs has to do with your sensitivity and if the planet makes direct connections to your natal horoscope. So Mars is retrograde about every 26 months, it goes retrograde. In 2020, Mars will be in the sign of Aries for 6 months. So that's when it first went into Aries, through the shadow, then goes retrograde September 9th, and will come out of the retrograde and go direct again in mid-November. 6 months, that's a boatload of time for the planet that symbolizes desire, action, the libido and aggression, to be one of its simpatico signs, which is Aries, cardinal fire. In its essence, Mars in Aries is upfront, dynamic, bold, spontaneous, and decisive. It does not hesitate or overthink an impulse. It doesn't get hung up by a misfire. It moves on. That's the nature of Mars in Aries. By the time an apology may be expected, it's already on to the next enticement. Mars in Aries likes to start something, but follow through, not so much. A natal placement of Mars in Aries indicates you like to be inspired by the task or captured by the moment. This is great for someone who goes in to set up a business and then leaves the keys for someone else. Because of the retrograde, Mars in Aries colors that second half of 2020. And it does it with fiery strokes. When Mars is in Aries and direct, we feel a push to get out and go. And this is at odds with the pandemic. Those who practice safe protocol feel a need to move, but they do so with a warrior's precision, put on the armor, shield, tools, ready. Those who ignore or disbelieve the concerns of COVID-19 move with increased singularity or purpose. The kind of in-your-face meltdowns that have been going viral are the me, my way, or the highway expressions of an untethered Mars. When one is born with a prominent or challenged Mars, the native needs to learn from an early age how to control this engine. Otherwise, it invites conflict, implosion, and even danger. I can speak about this personally, but I'd rather not. In its ideal, Mars reflects how we assert ourselves, express desire, what stokes our passion and our drive. Anger is a vehicle of Mars, and our understanding of what triggers us and how to channel that anger makes or breaks effective dialogue and response. An example of a dominant Mars that's in the headlines all the time is Donald Trump's horoscope. He has Mars rising right on his ascendant in the sign of Leo. And Leo rising people like to be noticed. They call attention to themselves with no effort. And this, coupled with Mars, gives Donald Trump an impatience and assertiveness. He doesn't really know how to back down. Since Mars makes a picture with his Gemini sun and Sagittarius moon, Trump is impulsive and needs to talk. Like, you need this astrologer to tell you this. Everything we see about this man is reflected in his horoscope. The person is always reflected in their chart, but it's not always visible to everybody. In mid-August of 2020, the op-ed columnist Maureen Dowd wrote, quote, "Trump represents the last primal shriek of retrograde white men afraid to lose their power. He's a dinosaur who evokes a world of beauty pageants, suburban housewives, etc., etc., etc." End quote. Now, because Dowd wrote retrograde in reference to white men afraid to lose their power, while Mars moves through the shadow of the upcoming Mars retrograde, I took notice. Whether or not Maureen Dowd is aware of astrology, she has called out a very real symbolic battle that affects more than the United States of America. Fortunately, not all white men are retrograde, but those who are would do well to consider their dinosaur status. The planets keep moving. Evolution keeps happening, whether we want it to or not. When Mars is retrograde, we look to where it travels through the natal horoscope, its sign, and if it engages with any planets in the sky today and or an individual's natal planets. And that tells us, you know, how big this impact is for you personally. But we're all affected by it to some degree. We assess what has happened in the past when Mars is retrograde, and we marry that with where it's traveling today. This paints a picture of how delayed, frustrated, focused, or effective this period will be in general, but also for a person, country, or business. So, for example, when we look at Donald Trump's presidency and the last two Mars retrogrades, from the last one was late June to 2018 through August 2018. The themes at the time that had a big impact on the name Donald Trump involved the Kavanaugh hearings, his questionable meeting with Putin in Helsinki, which a lot of people objected to. Stormy Daniels was very much in the news continually, and the New York charities that his family was in, they determined that his family had taken money from inappropriately, and the Trumps can't do charity work in New York State anymore. But all this was going on at the time of the last Mars retrograde. And prior to that, in April 2016 through late June 2016, Donald Trump's polling numbers were very low in the race for the presidency. And yet, documentation from the Mueller report and other research shows that his campaign had regular discussions with Russia at that point in time. Also, not what one would call a high energy point. So Mars in retrograde is generally stressful, one could suppose, for Donald Trump, especially in lieu of the presidency, which the presidency must be stressful for anyone who assumes that role. So let's look at what gives this particular Mars retrograde so much force for everybody, not just Trump. Mars goes retrograde on, as I said, September 9th, 2020, at 20 degrees Aries, and it appears to travel backwards, again, from our perspective, that's what retrograde is, until November 14th at 15 degrees Aries. So if you have points in your horoscope in those degrees, especially at the station points, 28 or 15, Mars is probably in some geometric aspect with a point in your horoscope, which may show some sort of action or reaction at this point in time. And as I said, Mars will be retrograde during the United States election, as will the planet Mercury. So that just shows things will be slow, things will be confused, communications won't be good, and the outcome will most likely be disputed, if it's even determined by the end of the day, which is questionable. Keep in mind that one of the lessons of this pandemic is that we are intricately connected to the whole. As we look at the celestial movement, as we look at what happens here on Earth, we are all affected because we live in this living entity of the Earth and the solar system. So everything that happens has an effect on each one of us, and what each one of us does has an effect on everything that happens. That's why it's so important, especially as Mars goes retrograde, to think in terms of how can I quiet the noise? How can I calm the waters? How can I move about more effectively, instead of getting pulled and tugged by every newsflash or information that comes through? Since Mars is in Aries, and it already has, but it will again square the three planets in Capricorn, and that's Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. And these are challenging configurations that indicate action, reaction, depending on what they trigger for you as an individual. Because of the Saturn-Pluto conjunction that happened in early January, Saturn moved on. Pluto, again, slower moving planetary energy. But other planets revisit that Pluto point. And because they do, through geometric configuration or actual alignment, we have an echo or a something reverberates about what was triggered at that point in time. And you can look at my article in insightoasis.com, my website, that talks about the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction and coronavirus, and also other videos where I talk about this very special point in time in which we're all living. So in mythology, Saturn was the god of time, and he symbolizes limits, responsibility, structure, and fear. And think, time is running out. Fear of mortality plagues us as humans as soon as we conceptualize or get a sense of what that means. One of the most famous tales about Saturn was how he devoured his children when they were born, because he didn't want anyone to usurp him. So this vice grip on power and authority actually makes us brittle, guarded, and unable to enjoy life. And it becomes a prison of one's own making. Very intriguing. when Saturn comes into conflict with Pluto, the god of death and irrevocable transformation, time runs out. Those who sense this and resist that that's happening hold on in spite of this inevitable shift. And the belief that power and authority can be held by sheer force of will, that's an illusion. We're all mortal. We all have to release, surrender, give up at some point in time. And to swallow the potential of fresh ideas and deny growth denies life. And that's one of the sobering lessons of this Saturn myth. So Saturn's mate, Rhea, gave him a rock that was wrapped in swaddling, and she did that after she birthed Jupiter. And as a creature of habit, Saturn just devoured it whole. Rhea hid her newborn, and when grown, Jupiter tricked his father to disgorge his full-grown siblings. United at last, the siblings vanquished Saturn. And this myth suggests that when we move past the limitations of fear, we meet many aspects of our psyche, which can be a lot to digest. Yet this is the only way to become fully dimensional. And Jupiter symbolizes knowledge, justice, and wisdom. Jupiter became the king of the gods, and his brother Pluto, god of the underworld. Three we're talking about, Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter. There's a whole cast of characters, but we'll just concentrate on them right now. So Saturn's gluttonous response to preserving his power and identity is a warning tale about how fear actually implodes. And it's a reminder that no one rules forever. At present, these three planets, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto, travel in the sign of Capricorn. And although it's an earth sign, Capricorn is cardinal, which means it starts and leads. It starts winter, 0 degrees Capricorn, winter solstice. It's significant that Jupiter and Saturn have aligned with Pluto before they move into the sign of Aquarius in late December. And that's the Grand Conjunction, which also I've written about and maybe we'll do a video on, but that when Saturn and Jupiter are in the sign of Aquarius, end of December into 2021, we are embarking on a whole new energetic cycle that affects finances, commerce, manufacturing, how we do business. So picture, we're trying to hold on to old models, and yet things are shifting. So for today, our focus is on Mars. And as with most myths, there are different versions of the origins of the god of war and desire. So when his mother Juno sought to have a child without insemination because she was really pissed, her husband Jupiter actually birthed Athena. She sprang from his head in full armor. And anger and competition are also spokes in the wheel of Mars. So what she decided to do was figure out a way that she could get pregnant without being inseminated. So she used a magical flower, and that did the trick. And Mars was the fruit of this construction. But Juno wasn't really interested in child rearing. So Mars grew up pretty raw, wild, and self-sufficient. And the Greeks called him Ares. So their version of the god of war and desire was much more coarse and a warmonger and very disagreeable. But the patriarchal Romans venerated the male ideal of Mars, and that's really what we kind of see more: rugged, handsome, and superhero strength and agility and courage. That's the Mars ideal. But we still have the other pieces of Mars, which can come in as well, just bullying, pushing, anger. So when we consider the archetypal qualities of our inner Mars, your inner Mars, it's desirable to hone the blade of the sword, Mars's blade. A warrior's courage, passion, and direction point to the positive side of this spectrum. Revenge, anger, cruelty, bullying, and violence are the negative side. And each of us has specific ways that we express desire, go after what we want, react in anger, and get in motion. And some of them are things we really like, and some of them are things we have to work with. When Mars is direct, we move without thought towards goals and routines. When Mars is retrograde, we have an opportunity to evaluate strategy, or the lack of strategy, past actions when appropriate, even in some cases, get a do-over and slow down. Sometimes it feels as though the blocks are in our path, delays and detours, and that these things are done to us. Yet however the retrograde presents itself, we get better results when we work with the situation rather than against it. On one hand, there's certainly an appeal if Mars retrograde meant that war would go away. Unfortunately, that doesn't historically happen. Mars retrograde does offer a time to reevaluate strategy. In astrology, Mars symbolizes action, passion, and desire. When retrograde, people are less likely to feel a motivation to get involved unless they are already. How do we take advantage of the Mars retrograde? We work on projects already in motion. This is an excellent time to revitalize the passion in both business, exercise routine, and romantic relationships. Sometimes, no matter how much we love what we do, something gets stale. It may be time to re-engage someone or something that you put on the shelf. If things seem to slow down, then you have the opportunity to get under the hood and see what is needed for maximum performance. The one thing that's essential to keep in mind with the Mars retrograde is that it's best to avoid being the initiator in a situation, depending on the situation. That's why it works best when we stay with what's already in process or go back to an overture already made. If you're in sales, you can show product, but let the potential buyer initiate discussion. Your job is to tease out, ask questions that invite disclosure. If you drive a lot, baby your car and don't delay maintenance. Familiar destinations glean more fruit than new horizons. It's not recommended to buy a car, although there are exceptions if you must. If you've been procrastinating on a creative project, this can be an ideal time to battle through inner demons that have kept you stalled. This may not be comfortable with Mars and Aries, because in general, we want to burn through whatever course we are on. We can expect frustration and rebellion as Mars squares Saturn on September 29th, and Saturn also goes direct that day. It's interesting that the US Census has an accelerated deadline that right now is being questioned by justice, because that is going to be fraught as we get to the end of the month in September, and that can be friction and grievance against authority. So Mars is closest to the Earth when the Sun appears opposite, and on that day we can expect volatility, and that happens on October 13th, so leading up to it, things can really heat up. When Jupiter conjuncts Pluto approaching November 12th, anticipate a resurgence of pandemonia and racial unrest. I mean, we will certainly have this ongoing, but that can be a build-up point. How extreme this is has everything to do with if the fires are tempered beforehand. And the drive for conquest is strong with Mars in Aries, but when it's retrograde, it's essential to remember that the aggressor or instigator does not win. If you feel frustrated, angry, or have a blind desire to intrude, pursue, or drive, it's better to burn off the energy through exercise, martial arts, or self-improvement project, because when we lash out, it boomerangs back. And as you've heard, the election, US election happens November 3rd, and we're building up to more critical points of volatility. So we can expect, regardless of who wins, kind of ongoing dissent, which as we go forward towards the end of the year in 2021 should start to abate, but we're in for a rather volatile fall. The last time Mars went retrograde in the sign of Aries, and that's purely in the sign of Aries without dipping back into Pisces. And as I said, 6 months in 2020. So the last time it did this was September 1941 through November 10th, 1941. And this was when the Nazis began to label Jews with yellow stars and started their mass murders at the camps. They plowed into Russia through the increasing cold as the Japanese made plans to attack Pearl Harbor. So Mars in Aries can be brutal, selfish, and raw. And this is an extreme reminder that I'm letting you know that those who attack and pursue during Mars retrograde, those are the ones who become the losers. Some of us are born with Mars retrograde, and this could be a beautiful period for you where you're able to not have the boomerang effect, do things that really work just in flow. But most of are not. And once Mars retrograde is activated, accept setbacks with grace. View anything that happens, not in the way you'd like, in total forward motion, view it as an opportunity to rework concepts or to shelve them for a while. Avoid starting anything of importance while Mars is retrograde. Once again, whoever initiates is not the one who succeeds. If you start something, the odds are someone else will profit from your action. So this is a powerful time to contemplate how you get angry and how you take action. You may go over situations in the past to solve a more effective way in the future. If someone instigates something at this time, don't lash out. Decide the best way to respond and do so. Don't let anger or grievance fester. Or when Mars goes direct, you most likely erupt. Mars retrograde is a valuable time to encourage appropriate manifestations of anger, assertion, and desire. It can be a highly beneficial time to work these engines in a more productive way. Forgo any ambivalence or any tendency to shortchange your desire. You can truly use this time to forge a blade of decisive intention that has the right combination of hardness, strength, flexibility, and balance. These are four components of a great sword. Swords symbolize justice, the blade that cuts through deception, prejudice, greed, and confusion. We cannot maintain structures that have lost their integrity. That's the big lessons of Pluto in Capricorn and Saturn in Capricorn. Many existing structures are not appropriate for this fledgling millennium. Because of its squares to the Capricorn planets, the transit of Mars symbolizes challenges to the status quo. So when we think about the California forests that we struggle to maintain, in basic ignorance of the sustainable model that indigenous people designed long before the European conquest, we realize that certain ways we've been doing things really are not working. And a small part of land has gone back to stewardship to the Esalen tribe in California. And this is one of the opportunities to learn and create new structures in tandem with ancient wisdom. And we can design systems that accommodate all people and creatures. We can create institutions that serve and support people rather than control or limit them. Instead of lashing out against perceived limitations, this Mars retrograde gives us an opportunity to strategically consider how to move forward anew. I wish you a good Mars retrograde. Any questions, comments, Pamela@insightoasis.com. You can find out more or hear weekly forecasts at activespirituality.life. where I give the astrology forecast for the week. Or you can go to my website, insightoasis.com, and read more about astrology and these interesting points in time. Many blessings. Use Mars well.